Well, it is just a great day in the Lord to be here. My goodness, look at that. We were talking about the sunlight coming through. It's just a glorious day. And we are going to have a glorious gathering. I want to thank, by the way, I want to thank my sister in the kingdom, Annie Stewart, for helping this old Irish boy who didn't have one green tie. And so she gave me this, and I'm sure my father and his family would be very, very appreciative. Of course, the ministry of St. Patrick, his witness through the shamrock, the three leaves representing, cleverly so, the three of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, we will worship the Trinity today, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, through the music evangelism of the Sojourner Quartet. Can we give them a welcome? Fellas, Jesus didn't really go in depth on the descriptions of heaven, because he knew that we in this realm, in this dimension, could never begin to fathom what heaven is actually like. But again and again, we have heard the testimonies of those, especially at the time of their crossing, some that were still lucid, have given witness to music, the sound of the angels, and what comfort that brought them as they were about to make the crossing. We look forward to the comfort of Christ that you bring, gentlemen, because we have those who are in bereavement today. The Millers have returned from Florida, but Dick, you and your family continue to remember you in the passing of your beloved sister-in-law. We have Reefa, we have Marilyn here. Louis passed away Monday morning. And I know Jeff. I just saw Jeff Gleckler coming in here. Jeff, is he up there? My buddy up there. Yeah, Jeff shared the news with me as we went to minister to the Gideons. I apologize. I did not find that out until when we were working for the Gideons Tuesday night. Of course, Jeff was a good friend to Louis' youngest son. So our hearts go out to you, and we know Christ has brought a healing ministry today for you, and an inspiring and enriching ministry for all of us. There are baskets here at each entrance following the service. We're going to have the regular offering, but following the service, if you wish to further contribute a love offering to the ministry of the Sojourner Quartet, you'll have that opportunity. Plus, I want to, Judy, there's Judy. I want to thank Judy Farmer for heading up a great team for this table fellowship, potluck, carry-in dinner, as Professor Bowers always says, a covered dish with something actually in it. So we're going to have that. We invite you to remain for that. I want to thank Vicky for doing such a great press release. Got you in the paper, and it's just wonderful to be able to get that invite out to the community, the surrounding community. So are there any other parish notices to come before us before we begin? Hearing none, let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Let us pray. Lord God, creator of all that is, this is the day that you have made. We rejoice. We are glad in it. Open our eyes to your presence. Open our hearts to your sovereign reign. And open our hands for your service to the glory of the King of Kings, Jesus our Savior, we pray. Amen. We are God's people, gathered from many places to give thanks and to proclaim God's steadfast love. We receive this gift with open hearts and open hands. Now lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord in praise. The opening hymn 337, Only Trust Him. Take this opportunity, welcome one another through the passing of the peace. I'm going to have Allison, if she will. She right down here. Here she comes. Thank you, Tim. Here she comes. Yes, indeedy. All right, Allison, thank you so much. Boy, I'll tell you, there again, if you've chosen today to visit with us, what a wonderful day in the kingdom of God. We can't say enough. We were so excited. In fact, this is my last opportunity, guys. This is my last opportunity to be host. And I talked with Dave Smith, right? Yeah, I talked to Dave. And I said, can we get him back? He said, well, I think you can. So it's just wonderful to have the Sojourners here. What a blessing. Visitors, we welcome you. We have visitors cards there in the back here, in the back section. Of course, you can always ask an usher for help. Great hospitality. That's the whole point of this, by the way, hospitality. In fact, my church family here, you know, they allow me to say the same thing every week. We do it every week, don't we, Brother Warren? But they want us to do this so that we can make you feel welcome and we're prepared for growth here. You know, we want growth in the kingdom of our God. So there are visitors cards back here on the pillars, and here in the pews. If you are a visitor, wish to fill that out, I do ask that please put your name on there and your telephone number. Otherwise, I can't respond. I can't get back to you. So do put your name and telephone number on there. And they get those cards too. In fact, they got a card to me here recently. But as I say, my bad. I didn't make that clear. It didn't have a phone number or a name. And I do need that because we dearly want to get back with you. So put your name, your telephone number on there. When we have the morning offering, just drop it in there. And those ushers will get me that card. And I will get that call out to you. Now, why is Allison standing up here with the microphone? Well, visitors, this is known as the joys and concerns. Before we have the Sojourners and the morning offering and the Sojourners, we have this time. It's called the joys and concerns. If you have a joy, for instance, a birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary, or perhaps it's a testimony of how the Lord who loves us so, and here is the cross, the season of Lent, we see how much God loves us. Christ has given this witness as he shared his blood and his body for us. If you want to lift up a testimony of how this loving Lord is giving you strength in the journey, lift that joy up. Perhaps it's a concern. So we said we have many who are bereaved today. We lift them up. Maybe you have someone that you love that's in bereavement or they're sick, and you want to alert us to be prayer partners with you to lift them up in prayer. Joys or concerns, raise your hand. Keep it up so that Allison can see you and she'll bring you the microphone. Joys or concerns, just raise your hands. And I see way back here, and we'll get you, Phil. We'll get you.
I just want to announce that I have a husband that is having a birthday on Thursday. And I have to mention, Derek, he just turned 14. And Doug's age is the reversal of the 14.
Oh, cleverly done, Sarah. Cleverly done. And God bless you both.
I would like for you to keep in your prayers. I have a great nephew who has two forms of cancer, and he is age 20. And the treatment that he receives, he has to stay in the hospital for 2 to 3 days. So if you could keep him in your prayers.
20 years of age, Marianne. 20, you say? Lift him up in prayer. Cancer, two forms of cancer. 20 years old.
I have two unspoken concerns.
Well done, brother. The Lord knows. Even before we speak, the Lord knows. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Phil.
Okay, March is a big month of birthdays in the Miller family, so I'm just going to get them all out here with one swoop. So Wednesday was Grandpa's, Monday is my dad's, then Wednesday is Jeannie's, and then the 21st is Sarah's, and the 28th is Jordan's.
My goodness, raise the cheer! You know, I'm going to buy stock in candles for cakes and for birthday cards. That's just awesome, Taylor. What a lot of fun, too. What a lot of fun. Good for you.
An update on my friend's son. The surgery he had last week with the defibrillator did not work, so he has been put on the list for a heart transplant, and he will be in the hospital then until he receives a heart. His name is Aaron Reese, and he's from Van Wert. 15 years old, a freshman. Thank you.
Shelly, so sorry. 15 years old. Shelly, thanks for lifting Aaron up. And you know, there again, sister, you jogged my memory. We got Jean Whitting came through that procedure. Daughter's with her right now. And she's coming along, praise the Lord. She's coming along, getting better. But there's still adjustment time for Jean. But Shelly, we remember Aaron. We'll remember Jean.
Yes, Karen. Our sister-in-law, Connie Stevens, she lost a brother this last week out in Arizona. And then I've got a cousin that fell Friday, and she's got bleeding on the brain in Lutheran Hospital.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Karen, there again, we lift them up. See what I'm saying? This music's medicine for us today, brothers. We need this. We need this. So many needs. Any other needs to come before us? Any other concerns? Or joys? Joys or concerns? Well, it's a wonderful place to be. We come to the Lord. We know who to turn to, don't we, for our times of need, the one who never fails us. So we give praise to God this morning. Can we give a thanksgiving for Allison, his servant this morning? Thank you, Allison. Thank you so much. Now then, let's turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, we know always who to turn to. You're the Creator. Our souls ache to know our Heavenly Father. And Jesus has come to reveal the Father. In obedience, he went to the cross of Calvary. And there he showed us your love, O God, as he allowed himself to be broken and to bleed there and to die for our sins, Lord God. You have raised him from the dead to give us an everlasting hope. And again, that everlasting hope will be witnessed this morning by the sojourners, so aptly named. For they are willing to travel as sojourners, and they are always welcoming the stranger, Lord God. For we were once sojourners, as you've reminded us, in the land of Egypt, in the times of need. Lord God, you do not fail us, and therefore help us, Lord, not to fail others, as we witness to them of your love. Now, deepen our faith, Lord, as we pray from our hearts, the prayer that the Savior graciously invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, the ushers will assist us as we serve the Lord through our morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. Merciful God, we give you thanks and praise for all that you have given us. Help us share your deeds with songs of great joy, even as we offer the gifts we bring this day to help your children throughout the world. Amen.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You may be seated and prepare your hearts to receive a great, great blessing. And I'm going to try. Here we go. We're going to start over here then. So we've got Jeff here. How am I doing, Jeff?
You're good so far.
All right, well, good. Well, we're just going to watch. I learned to quit while I'm ahead at my age. I got three sons, Isaac. And here lately, I've called my youngest Charlie. Charlie's the name of our dog. So I'm tempted to quit right now, but let's go out on a limb here. We got Isaac. Isaac, this is his first time here. Can you welcome Isaac? Come on. This is his first time here. I told him that he's going to love you, and we're going to love him. Then we got Mark. Now, Mark, I've spoken with several times. He's sort of the liaison. We've been our contact person. Mark, good to have you back. And then, as the fellas were saying, the great biblical name, Larry. I want to tell you, Larry, we have just bragged and bragged about you and the group. Just reverberate the hall here today with the glory of God as servants of our Lord God. Let's welcome the Sojourner Quartet. Thank you, guys.
He will descend from the sky, and from the
This next song just simply says, if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, and he saw it all.
The blind man that caused the blind man to see, the lame to get up and walk. Yes, and he can raise Lazarus from the grave. That's the kind of God I serve. And I want to sing a song for you. This song is so personal to me. I could preach for, give you a story of 10 minutes, but I'm just going to sing this song. But it's a very personal song. And if here today, you say, oh, I don't need a touch. I need a miracle. Listen to this song. Grab a hold of it and claim it in Jesus' name today. Listen to it, please.
I've seen the hand of God move mighty mountains. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen him clear the road and make a way. But as I walk this troubled road, I need his strength to bear my load. There must be one more miracle I know. Surely there must be one more miracle for me. Yes, I have been blessed, but thou wast poor, I stand in need. A supernatural touch from your storehouse up above. There must be one more miracle for me.
All the church, the greatest of all miracles, is the miracle of salvation. I'm trusting all of them today. Listen to this.
The greatest of all miracles, oh, salvation. I've had that a wondrous miracle of the light. And even though I know that touch, brand new grace I need so much, there must be one more miracle for me. Surely there must be one more miracle for me.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, I have been blessed, but now once more I stand in need. A supernatural touch from your storehouse above. There must be one more miracle. Surely there must be.
Oh Lord, I know you've heard my prayer. Every time I ever called on your name, well, you carried me through the valley when I didn't need the time to pray. But here I am again, Lord. It's all I need.
It's just a supernatural touch from your storehouse up above. There must be one more miracle for me. There must be one more miracle. A touch that sets you free. Oh, there must be one more miracle for me.
God's been great. How great. 21 years old, wanting to sing,
Southern Gospel Music. I tell you, he's a blessing. He's in college at Northern Ohio University. Did I get it right? Ohio Northern. And but you know what? For a young man who's going to college, wants to sing gospel music, serving Jesus Christ, I want you to give Mr. Isaac. My mind just went, doop! Steinauer, welcome today. Isaac. Mark is working on the sound system.
If Mark had an idea what to do, we'd be better off.
Well, I guess we'll just have to run with it. That's right. Hang on a second. Hello. I think there's a little mic.
Hey, Larry, can you hear me coming out of that speaker over there?
Talk to me.
Can you hear me coming out of that speaker over there?
Nope.
I can't hear you coming out of this speaker over here either.
Okay, so
that makes us even.
The young man running the soundboard, pulling his hair out right now, runs this group, has had it for the last, well, almost 20 years. 92. About 17 years.
A whole lot of years
anyway. And it's not an easy job keeping a quartet on the road. Personnel changes, but Mark's always done a good job. And one thing I admire about Mark, he says, the group may change, but the message won't change. And I tell you, it's an honor to sing with this young man in Pinley, Ohio, singing the baritone. How about it? For Mr. Mark, I told you my mind is on the line. May. May. My name is Larry Counterman. How about it for all Sojourner Quartet?
Simply talks about that. It says, I'm looking forward to the day when I get to go home.
Do a couple more songs?
Sure. You look like you need a hand clap. Whatever.
Just one. whosoever will meet me, and whosoever meets you. Being in that position myself when a tragedy hits me, it's unexpected. A lot
afraid to say how quickly, and I'm not telling you guys anything that you don't already know, how quickly life will change, just like that. But I tell you that because life will change so quickly, and we don't always have a second chance to say, oh, but God, I want to be yours. And it's safe to assume, but I never want to do that again, that everybody sitting here this morning has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I pray that we all do. But there may be some here this morning that just been kind of riding that fence, I'm not sure. And if I could say one thing, you're not guaranteed your end. That's enough. And once again, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but every now and then we just need an elbow in the ribs to remind us of where we're at in life. I pray that that when God finally calls me home, I'll see all you folks there. I hope to see you there. I hope we can remember the time that Mary didn't plug in the microphone or the speaker plug in the garage. Hopefully we don't have to bring that up enough. But life can change so quickly. And it's important not only that we have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but our friends, and most importantly, our family. And we'd like to do a song for you right now as we close this morning, turn back over to Pastor. But this song just simply says, you know, it doesn't matter where you've been. That's it. You may be sitting here this morning going, Mark, you know, what the kind of things I've done. Even though I asked Christ in my life a long time ago, maybe it might have been 50 years ago when you were a child. And you kind of walked away and we all have a tendency to do that sometimes, not being in the spot where we need to be with God. That could be you this morning. This song is basically the song and the story of the prodigal son. And we all know that story. We wandered so far away that eating with the pigs, and finally decided to come back home. If you're that prodigal son or daughter this morning, and you'd like to come back home to God, I'd like to welcome you with open arms. Like that, I'll be for the night. It doesn't matter how far you've gone, no matter what you've done, that's not between me and you, that's not between Pastor, between you and God. We want to give you that opportunity to be forgiven again and again and again.
I will stand by the cross if anyone wants to accept the invitation to Christ. Thank you, Brother Mark. Thank you.
Forgiven.
Lord, what a blessing to be here. The sojourners have traveled to minister to us in their faithful witness of Christ. And we are blessed with your being here. I want to remind us that there are the baskets there to support this vital, life-enriching ministry of Jesus Christ. And also during the table fellowship, Judy, again, thank you. Thank you for heading up the table fellowship for the carry-in dinner. We're going to be able to break bread with the fellas, and also there will be a plate offering opportunity there as well. Is the Ama Whosoever, is that on one of the CDs, gentlemen? Yeah. Ama Whosoever, I got that one for you, Roger. I got that one for you. His beloved Susie passed away suddenly. July 3rd. And Susie had commissioned for our witness, Ama Whosoever. And Brother Warren knows about it. In fact, I think she might have conferred with Brother Warren here to prepare those. So, how the Lord has blessed us today. God is in this place. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is never a place we'll ever journey, but that you're already there before us, as you were already there before Susie, to take her by the hand to heaven's shore. And as the quartet has witnessed today, we know that you're going to get us there, Lord God. And until that time, may we, along with the sojourners, witness to your love and what love it is. So now, Lord, we go on our journey to continue in your ministry. The love of the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit resting with us all now and forever. Amen. Brother Warren, when it's beautiful, beautiful.